this last leg back distance. Where is weight on the road? Is it a church?
Second Church of Christ Scientists.
Was it a Catholic church or where you went?
The library party said that everywhere they go in India, they find that you went there first with your first three volumes of Bhagavad Gita. Especially in New Delhi, they said. There's one institute which had 50 sets of your original first canto. So now they ordered 50 complete sets to complete the books they had. They said that all the major colleges had your original Bhagavatams in India.
That's the
first editions. So then they could understand that you were distributing books yourself.
Yes.
It became very enlivened, inspired.
In return for donations you received.
That is going on, Steve.
Yes.
Knowledge. What is it? It
says truth, knowledge, vision. Vision. This is a museum. State of New York Memorial to Theodore Roosevelt.
Where's the gentleman on the horse?
That's one of the former presidents, Theodore Roosevelt.
This road is very important.
Very infamous.
Yeah. And notorious.
Yeah.
They say that capture white dog.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
You have seen it?
When I was very young, I saw it. I was playing in the park because I lived next to Central Park. And we were playing with my friend and his sister, and this black man jumped and grabbed her and raped her right in Central Park. I was only about 6 years old.
And what was the age of the dark?
About 12. Yes. So I have personal experience. Especially in the upper part of this park, about 80, 90, 100th Street, there it is very dangerous. Where we are, 59th Street, is not very dangerous. And on the east side, down here, it's not bad.
Okay. highly rich country, like man, but then nature is not so. But they can be changed only in Krishna. No other way. Kirata, Homeland, everything.
It's a good location. This building is for sale.
There's Vedic Om or something like that.
Which
I think
Om?
So.
Yes.
It says Om Eternal. So
yeah.
The Om art is used in English.
Yeah, Om is very popular in English language for a long time. When they think of mystical things, they think of Om. The English originally, because they were in India, they brought many things, Indian words.
You know, many Indian words have been introduced in different. Many English words is also introduced. That is nice.
Just Krishna in the Western world.
Not inviting to Krishna.
But many people have never heard it before you brought it.
And also the dictionary definition is not perfect.
First time I heard Krishna was from Allen Ginsberg.
He went to India.
And he learned it from you.
Generally, in the dictionary, they say Krishna is one of the Hindu trilogy of gods.
This world is anitta. You cannot stay here. There is sheer and still we have a task. It makes so many arrangements.
Still, Prabhupada? A man sees that his father has died, everyone is dying. Why does he believe that he will not die?
That is a wonderful thing. Mahasajjam Mahaparam. This is Kumara says. He was asked, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? So he replied, this is the most wonderful. That everyone sees that everyone is dying. He is thinking, I am not that. This is the most wonderful.
But the hedonists, they say that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you will die.
No, he knows that he'll die.
But he doesn't.
But he still, he does not prepare because he's foolish. Pramatta tasya nidhanam prasannapi na pasyati. Pramatta, mad, crazy. He sees that everyone who dies, I am also dying. But he does not know what is after death.
He does not know what to do to prepare.
That is ignorance. So this education, this civilization is so dangerous that everyone escaped in the darkness. And when he dies, this everything is finished, he is going to accept. Whatever body, the nature, gives him fear.
Sometimes people criticize us that we're talking too much about death.
Because we are not fools like you. Because as sure as death. But you are so fool, you do not think of it. We are not rascal like you. Hindu stuff. It's there, practical, reality. But you are such a fool, you don't care for the reality. So we are not so fool as you are.
But even though you are making so many arrangements to prepare yourself, still you have to die.
That's all right. I'm dying, but I'm pretty just like one has to go somewhere. This is why everyone has to go. Man, suppose a building has to dismantle. So the tenants or the residents, they make arrangements. Where shall I go? Next. And the police rascal, man, he doesn't care. And when the time comes for dismantling the house, he becomes busy or he does not know. That is the difference between you and me. I know this house is to be dismantled. So I'm making preparation where to go and stay. But you are such a fool, you are thinking that you will stay here.
His life on the ship, they have a drill in case the ship is going to sink so you know where to go.
Yeah.
But they make no preparation for where to go after death. You just sitting.
That is dog's life. The dog does not know.
They're a two-legged dog.
Yeah.
But there's a popular philosophy now that actually the dog is happy.
Yes. Ignorance is bliss. It is folly to be wise. Fool's paradise. Anyone, they are like a child is happy. There is danger. A child does not care for it. But therefore it is called foolish. There is a difference between child and the child's father.
He may say that he is happy, but he may kill himself at any moment.
They say it's impossible for any man to know what will happen to him after death. It is not possible. So why think about it?
But after all, there is death. So why are you afraid of death? Why you do not die peacefully? Why you protest against death? If I want to kill you, will you peacefully die?
No.
Why you scream? Why don't you want to die?
Give up my life, my body.
So why you are so much unattached to live? That is the question. Now, I'm dying, let me die. That's why you protest. That means your nature is that you shall live. But you are being interrupted by death. That is it.
The doctors say they have seen death and it looks very much like very peaceful sleep.
Huh?
My mother told me this. She said she was a nurse and she has seen many people die and they all look very peaceful when they die.
What is that? They say cry.
You have described it very vividly in the Bhagavatam. How horrible it is.
I've seen her of her relatives. She died. And his second son, he called him, my dear Satan said, I give you in charge. I could not do it better.
She was a nun.
Everyone. I've seen one of my nephews, young man, so his young wife and children, and mother. He began to strike his head like this, that I am dying without any provision for my wife. And
that is his future.
Huh? Which means he'll have to come back again. Yeah. Either in the same family or in the dog family. Bhukta bhukta praliyate. In this way, he'll take birth and die. Yeah.
You were saying that they take rest for 7 months and they wake up the dog.
Maybe dog or maybe somebody else.
In the last about 2 years ago or so, there's a new branch of study that's called biomedical ethics that deals with the symptom of death. How can one define when a person dies? What are the symptoms? And how can we judge that this man is dead? It is a great controversy in medical science.
Went to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And in fact, that's went to the Supreme Court to question when does death occur.
So what Supreme Court will decide? What the nonsense judge know? He's also as good a rascal as the person who posed the question.
They admitted that they could not decide.
The argument is that by medicine, or by injecting some inserting some apparatus, some machine, they can keep the heart beating.
That's kind of another one.
There was one case in the court.
The one who believes in it, he's also a rascal.
I was reading the other day that at one university they started a course where they take the students through a course of death. They study death, and then they try to get them to...
If it was possible to keep him by medicine, then no rich man would have died. There were sufficient means to pay for medicine, and he kept his relatives and alive. Balasameha saranam kutaram nisinga natasya chagatam janma kamadjatuna. Prahlad Maharaj. It is not possible.
They're very hopeful that modern medicine can keep them...
They are hopeful of everything. That is the foolishness. Hope against hope. That's all. The hope will never be fulfilled still. Therefore, they are called pramatta. Pramatta means mad, crazy. Their hopefulness means that is a proof that crazy is mad.
Yeah, some of the rich men, they buy a cabinet that their body is put into in the hope that they will wake up in a thousand years.
Hope there must be. Otherwise, how they are foolish. This is called... what is called it is? Bokandonna. Bokandonna. Bok, the duck. And ondo, the testicle. So, the bull, he has a testicle hanging. And the bok is thinking it is a fish. So he's going... This is called bokandonna.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Everyone knows this is a common thing in India, you see. The bok is going on. He is hoping this piece will drop. And therefore, there is boka. Boka means rascal. Boka means rascal. In India, we say any fool, boka or baka.
Baka is a duck?
Huh? That's the duck. He's a fool.
Huh? He's a duck.
Bakandan. Very appropriate, this Bakandan. Logic of duck and testicle. Thank you.
You say they are ghostly haunted.
Hmm?
Ghostly haunted. Madmen.
Yes, everyone in the materialistic man means ghostly haunted. He's talking so many nonsense. The whole their philosophy, science, and everything, all ghostly talking, that's all. There's no reality. That's why the new science you said, what is that?
Huh?
That new medical science?
Biomedical ethics.
Big name.
Well, it's a nice name.
Yeah.
It started in theology also now.
Yeah.
I think it is a branch of theology.
So in spite of all these big names and research and everything, man will die. This is Bhakandana. He's thinking it will drop. It will never be possible, but they're thinking that by these big names, we shall find out the way that man will not die. This is Bhakandana. Hope against hope. Yeah, so by that method, they want to leave? No.
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 They want to decide when to turn off the machine that is keeping the heart beating. Because sometimes the brain stops functioning. So the person, the body is still alive, but there's no consciousness.
They like coma.
Also, they cut out the heart when they do these heart transplants. They've been accused of taking out the heart of a living person.
Hmm?
Doctors have been accused of taking out the hearts of living persons.
How to eat? What do you eat?
Sometimes if a man is in critical condition, he will donate his bodily organs. So they will kill him just to take out his heart so that they can use it for transplanting.
When his brain stops, the heart is being...
That is the question put by Sanatana Goswami. Kyami kanamare jato. I want to leave, but what is that force that does not allow me to leave? This is the question. This is the question. They are trying to find out so many laws, so many years. What is the purpose? They want to leave. But there is a force will not allow you to leave. That is the human question. When this question arises, then he is human being, otherwise he is a dog. Dog never inquires.
He has no control over it.
No, neither he can understand. He has no intelligence.
Today is the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami.
Oh.
It is also Guru Purnima.
Today?
Yes. Is there some special celebration or significance?
Guru Puja, that you are doing in Delhi. Model cell boat.
Yes, the children come here, and not only children, but adults. And they have some model, toy models, which they sail around.
Oh, it is not very deep.
No. It's a very colorful display. Hundreds of people come, especially on Sundays, sailing in boats.
You know, Prabhupada? In this biomedical science, this ethics, there's a problem arising.
the person, the family of the person who is suffering, says that please don't apply these machines, let the person die. But the medical doctor said no, we'll keep as long as it'll keep him alive as long as we can go on. So there is a problem. So who is right? Is the family right or
family doctor? Right? Family is intelligent. But you a rascal, why you are trying? Let him die peacefully.
They say let him die in dignity. Why keep him in a machine? The family says let him die in dignity.
Keep him in coma.
No, they want to show their power.
Nah, after all, you cannot protect. Why you give trouble at the time of death? You cannot protect. Your foolish attempt will not help me.
Right. There's that girl who was in
the... This is the same philosophy, that an animal is suffering to kill him. The mercy of killing, how it is called?
Mercy. Euthanasia.
Mercy
killing.
Huh?
Mercy killing.
This is nonsense. Mercy killing. Killing, mercy. Mercy. The action is killing, and that is mercy. This is your mercy. All contradictory. Killing, why mercy? Mercy is killing.
Well, there's an example that's just going up to the courts now. There was one family, their daughter was being supported by one machine, so that one day they went in early and pulled out the plugs. Mm. So now they're being taken to court. They pulled the stopped the machine because she'd been in a coma for so long. Mm. So they just pulled out the plugs and everything out the machine. Mm. So that's what they call mercy killing. They don't like the doctors just to keep them there uselessly.
Then they want to kill the old people. It's mercy killing. They think that an old man is suffering, so let us kill him.
They think that if someone dies in their sleep, they're very lucky.
Mm. It is dangerous to die here.
Not as dangerous as in Africa. There, I saw one movie, and there's one tribe that when a man becomes very old...
Yeah. Yes, I've heard it.
They throw him on the roof.
Yeah.
And then eat him.
And then they
eat him. That is a feast.
Love feast.
Grandfather feast. Our great grandfather feast.
Right, we're preaching to them through the ball. Trying to change them. Let's put you on the
menu. Also, the Eskimos. When a man gets old, if he is an Eskimo, then he has to go out into the Icelands and wait for some animal to kill him. He cannot stay at home and be supported by the family.
He eats too much. They say.
Too much
he's eating, and he is not able to go and hunt. They say they go and send him out to die.
The communists also very good. All well men should be killed. That time is coming. Don't become old.
You are teaching us to remain young forever, though.
So many difficulties will come unless there is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Pastajya Mavetam, if you want to be happy.
That's true. If people are conscious, they're only worrying about this simple problem like death and all this.
You are instructing us to finish up our business.
Narayana Parasabdina Kutasana Vidhya Sargapu Vardhana Rakeshati Kullartha Gavya. Just like Pulan Maharaj has put in so many dangerous sons. He was not a Hare Krishna in China.
Part of Lord Chaitanya's plan to help spread this Vedic culture?
Yes. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. They should speak the Vedic culture. That is India's mission.
But these rascals, they're quick in technology.
Those are fried. Tried to make money.
They say that it is due to this culture that India has been kept down. Because the British taught them that. Now they themselves think like that.
Kept down, and still, any Indian who comes to speak about some culture like this, you flock together. Why? Why you go to this Marcy and this Bali Yogi and this one? Why?
From India.
Because you expect something from India. They are cheating, that is different from you. But you go there to get something from India. That's a fact.
At least you have delivered the real goods, Pilgrim.
Yeah. That's a fact. They're expecting. I read some articles. From India, they're expecting some good message.
They are like glowworms and you are like the sun.
Now, they know that these people, they're wanting something. So let us venture.
They're simply businessmen.
So far I am concerned, I have not come here to cheat you, not to gain. I have come to execute the order of my guru.
Jai, all glories to Sri Prabhupada.
I have no business to cheat you, neither to get something from you. Come from India, he should come for paropokar, for doing welfare to others, not to cheat them. But these people, they come in the name of paropokar, they cheat. Which way are you going to go?
This way, if you want to come up with feet, yeah, this is easier. No, don't say.
But you're the only Indian who has taken up this mission. Out of 680 million.
She says, don't touch the dog, it's wearing a muzzle.
She should wear a muzzle.
Let's come with dog. Dog is not allowed.
That's her family.
Huh?
That's her family.
Sometimes they say, I treat my dog just like you were my own child.
Dog's mother. Why don't you call in one word, I'm dog's mother.
Mm.
keep all kinds of things as pets. My mother knew a woman who kept a pet pig. She used to carry it around like a dog in her arms with a little bone.
And the natural tendency is to get child. But child is killed and a pig is taken. This is just really child is killed and pig is taken. Dog is taken. This is just
really preparing for the next birth of the chick.
Yes. Natural pet child, take it. No, let's keep it. And take artificially pig or dog or cat or pet.
They say animal has no soul. Therefore, they can kill a cow and eat the meat. But then when we say, what if I cut your dog's head off? They become very upset.
That's it?
Yeah.
Why upset? It has no soul. Kill it.
They cannot explain.
There was one story that this family came. They were touring the world, and they came to Hong Kong, and they were carrying their pet dog with them also. So they went to one restaurant, and they left their dog tied up on a leash outside the restaurant because that is a custom in America. So they told the man at the door, the doorman, they pointed to the dog just to take care of the dog. So anyway, then they went in and they had their dinner and then they came out. The dog was gone. Hey, where's my dog? And the man said, well, you pointed to him. We have prepared him for you.
Yes, they do that. He thought that he had pointed out this dog.
Brought their dinners with him. They brought their dinners with him.
Understand, but a little child can understand very easily. It's like one of our book distributors, Pragosh, when he was a young child, they had a pet duck, the family, and one day the father killed the duck and put him on the table.
What's that?
They roasted the duck and put him on the table, but none of the children would eat. They became sick and they left. They would not eat. The father could not understand.
My father did that with a pet rabbit that I had as well. I came home from school one day and it was gone.
But we come from the lowest of the low.
What about the possibility of opening more than one temple in the city? Just like if there's a good building on the east side. If we can manage, what about the possibility of that?
Canway is very good. In a city like New York, you can have 10, 12 centers.
Yeah. I mean, the Christians have so many churches in every part of the city.
So then we can have temples.
You said that once in Los Angeles, too, I
think. That Juhu Temple, Akashganga, you know. Yeah. Everyone asked me not to go there. Nobody will go there.
Yeah.
I said, it is Bombay City. Wherever you can go, people.
Okay. The question is whether if we open another temple, it will increase the total number of people coming, or whether simply the same people will come to two different locations.
Yes.
That is the
question. If you've got demand, then you can open.
Yeah. first let us feel the footprints.
In other words, instead of filling up that building and then just buying a new one,
yeah, buying them.
You just buy a second temple.
Right.
Keep that one.
Yeah, that's the process.
Well, that's a good building.
We shouldn't give it one.
Ah.
Very good facility. Especially once we make all improvements on it, why we should give it up? Better to simply open it up.
That is advertised, means nobody is watching. This quarter is not very safe.
This quarter?
Eh?
No, this is the most prestigious Fifth Avenue between 79th Street and 34th Street. It's the prime location. That's about as far north as you would want to go. Any further north, the town will not be nice. But this area here is very select. The best area is from 59th Street to 34th Street on Fifth Avenue, where all the shops are, the library. That area is very high. 57th Street.
If the spiritual master has a mission, is it proper for the disciple to think that he can take more than one, he can take many births to help the mission of the spiritual master?
Spiritual master goes there somewhere. His nearest assistant, he automatically goes there to assist. When Krishna comes, the demigods also come to help him. That is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. All these Jadu family, they came from heaven. Before Krishna's disappearance, by some trick, they are all killed and they turn to the original place. They nicely describe Chaitanya Chaitanya. Let's see. Small house. This yellow?
Yeah.
Still in the second.
Yes. Small little house.